there is Ekatvena in 9.15, which is approved as a lower level of God consciousness. But then just three, four verses before that, there's Moghasha Mogha Karmano, where it's all declared futile.
Maya, still that,
yeah, personalism is declared futile. Actually, there is a clear difference between Brahmavad and Mayavad. So, the impersonal conception is a natural conception of the absolute truth, which almost all seekers get as they evolve on the spiritual path. When they evolve further, they get the personal conception. So, in that sense, the impersonal conception is not wrong or offensive.
So it is
possible. Most people who conceive of the absolute truth, because they see that the forms in this world cause illusion, so it's natural to think that, you know, beyond the form is something which is the reality. So that's just a natural. For example, I think in the Bhagavatam also it is said that Shamik Rishi was an impersonalist. There's no judgment or condemnation associated with it. Just accept that he's impersonal. But then even he was also sensitive. You know, that he condemned his son, and then he said, if I go and apologize to the king, he will feel bad. So there is his conduct also is thoughtful. So when the problem comes is that when even after one comes to know the personal aspect of the absolute truth and then claims that the personal aspect is illusory, then when there is condemnation of the personal aspect, that is Mayavad and that is condemned. Attraction to the impersonal aspect is not condemned. So there, if you see 9.12 is Moghasha Mogha Karmano, 9.11 is Abhijananti Maam Moodha. So those who think that Krishna's form is simply material, that they are in illusion and they are condemned. So it is only when the personal form is degraded as a product of illusion, as a material form, then that is strongly condemned. But otherwise, not just Ekatvena Prutatvena in 9.15, but we see later also in 12.34, when Krishna says, Yetu Aksharam Nidesham Vyaktam Paripasate Sarvatra Machintam Chakutastha Machalamuran Sanyamindra Gramam Sarvatra Samabhutya Te Prapnuvanti Maam Eva Sarvabhuta Hite Rataha. They Prapnuvanti, they also attain me. So of course Vishnu Acharya Thakur explains that they attain Krishna in the impersonal manifestation, because that's what they are worshipping. Yetha Maam Prapadya, that's the principle. But the thing is, the impersonal is not to be condemned. Again, like I was talking about disconnection, where the impersonal is seen disconnected from the personal and the impersonal is considered to be the absolute, then it becomes a problem. But if somebody is attracted to the impersonal, yes, they will get spiritually elevated by that. Okay? Great.